We have a doctor here in the studio. He just came back from a conference in Chicago that focused on cancers, and he is going to tell us more about what he learned there and what we can do to protect our health. So let's welcome Dr. Nazfat Shehadi to Palmetto Mornings. He's a medical oncologist with Piedmont Medical Center and oncology specialist of Charlotte. And good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning, Lucas. Everyone. Thank you for hosting us this morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Before we dive into what you learn at your conference, kind of set up the scene for us. What took place in Chicago? Who all attended? Does this happen annually? Kind of set the table for us.
Thank you. This is a big cancer meeting that held in Chicago every year, end of May, beginning of June. It's called American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting. And this is a highly anticipated meeting, you know, attended by almost 45 to 50,000 people across the globe, where, you know, cutting edge, you know, clinical research in cancer is being discussed and disseminated, you know, among, you know, the attendants. And usually during this meeting, a lot of standard of care in cancer management will be changed. And as you know, cancer management can change every 6 months, you know, in certain cancers.
What was the big takeaway? What did you take away from your time there in Chicago at this conference?
So I'm a medical oncologist that does everything, but I have focus in gastrointestinal. I would say that this meeting was important for patients with what we call gastrointestinal cancer, whether colon cancer, esophageal cancer, or pancreatic cancer. But, you know, there are other cutting-edge research that was done in other cancer, for example, breast cancer, head and neck cancer. And there is like a session in that meeting called a plenary session where they discuss five abstracts that kind of has huge impact on the clinical research. And, you know, that's kind of, we'll talk about that in briefly, but kind of a couple of them actually touch base on GI malignancy, particularly the immunotherapy, you know, using in patients with colon cancer, and also patients with esophageal cancer and gastric cancer.
Do we see that cancer in general, and maybe if you want to break it down, do we see that this is something that's definitely on the rise, or have we seen a decrease at all? What does that look like?
That's a great question. I think we have seen certain cancer that has been declining, like, for example, tobacco-related cancers. Mm-hmm. You know, head and neck cancer and as well as lung cancer has been declining. But what's worrying us in the last few months, colorectal cancer in young patients has been rising significantly. And now we see, unfortunately, a lot of young people in their mid-40s with rectal cancer and left-side colon cancer, to the degree that the guidelines change that screening. We used to screen patients for colon cancer at the age of 50. Now the guidelines starts 45 because, unfortunately, these cancers tend to be aggressive and you know, advanced when they are presented. So definitely there, you know, a couple of sessions actually talking about why young people getting these cancers. Nobody knows, but it's probably nothing to be related by to inheritance. Mm-hmm. These patients get cancer without any family history. Mm-hmm. And a lot of investigation, you know, research trying to understand diet, exercise, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there are a couple of topics that you want to kind of expand upon. One is immune therapy, and explain what we're talking about here.
That's great. So, I mean, traditionally, when you go to cancer doctor, we are associated with chemotherapy. Patient, oh, I don't want to see the cancer doctor because chemotherapy, which is like toxic material, which I understand, it's a poison. But now the treatment is changing toward immunotherapy, where we could use our immune system. Mm. We will, you know, give drugs to kind of retrain the immune system to attack cancer cells. We get cancer because our immune system failed to identify these cells. So now immunotherapy kind of taking significant lead in treating a lot of cancer, specifically in colorectal cancer. So patients right now who has, whether you have stage 2, 3, 4 colorectal cancer, particularly rectal cancer, because rectal cancer is a tough disease because it's in the pelvis and the treatment usually entails using surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. Now, if you have certain markers for immunotherapy, and it happens about 5 to 7% of the population, we could treat patients with immune therapy for 6 months and they can be cured without surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. So this has actually transformed certain cancer management, you know. And the good thing about immunotherapy, the side effects, even you cannot compare it to the side effects of chemotherapy. So patient now, if they come to my clinic and you have certain markers for immunotherapy, it's like we are winning the lottery for these patients. So it's very exciting to be in this field. Treatment's very effective and can be cured even stage 4 cancers. Wow.
Does the patient ask for this? Does it depend on the type of cancer that they have? Who's eligible for this level of treatment.
Patients becoming more educated these days. They follow the news and the social media, absolutely. And
Dr. Google, absolutely. We call it.
And now wait for the AI, Lucas. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's going to be. So basically now when we treat cancer, we don't say, okay, this is rectal cancer or pancreatic cancer. We look at what we call the DNA level, certain mutations that can lead us. For example, there was a big research colon cancer patient. We have something called BRAF mutation. We used to treat them with chemotherapy, and it used to be very aggressive. Now we add some oral agents to the chemotherapy, and patient lived much longer. So yes, we now in any cancer we do what we call next generation sequencing. It's a DNA test, and we educate the patient about it because it's important, and it's becoming like universally available. It's much cheaper than before. You know, doing the gene sequencing is much easier and much less expensive than before.
We're speaking with Dr. Shehadi. He is he's a medical oncologist with Piedmont Medical Center and oncology specialist of Charlotte. He attended the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago. This was a conference to discuss the latest developments in cancer research. Just to continue to get the most of our time, just kind of run through some of these other topics in terms of detecting cancer in the blood, role of exercise, research, and screening.
Perfect. Now, remember, let's start with the screening. You know, we used to do, still we have doing some have some guidelines how to do screening for breast cancer, like mammogram at the age of 40. Colon cancer, we do colonoscopy. Patient hate colonoscopy, you know, and it's done. It is invasive. They don't like the preparation. But the research right now heading into how we can detect cancer cells in the blood. And there is now technology available that we can detect the DNA of the cancer cells in the blood with 87 sensitivity or accuracy to detect colon cancer. And this test is called SHIELD, you know, and there are a lot of companies moving in that direction. It's not colorectal cancer and other cancer, but it's been like studied heavily in colorectal cancer. So now you can use this test. It's done every year. And if the test is positive, you can go to colonoscopy. So it has really almost 87 sensitivity, you know. So the field of screening is moving toward what we call blood-based testing instead of imaging studies or instead of like doing invasive procedure.
All right, just continue to talk about the other ones. Role of exercise, that was another one you were passionate
That's
about.
That's great, yeah. I think, listen, when the patients with cancer come to see us, they say, okay, doc, what can I do myself to decrease the cancer of coming back? And a lot of times, you know, we tell them, hey, healthy lifestyle, give you a pamphlet, exercise a certain amount of time a day, don't eat this and that, and imagine how it's effective, you know? So, and we even had really good, what we call level one evidence where we have demonstrated in a clinical trials that exercise make difference. So this has been demonstrated strongly and has been like highlighted in this meeting where they took patients who had stage 2 or 3 colon cancer. These patients had what we call surgery, chemotherapy adjuvantly, and hoping the cancer will not come back. But we know, unfortunately, in 30% of these patients, the cancer will come back. So what they have done in this trial, they have like almost 800 people. One group divided into what we call structure exercise, and the other group is called, you know, just instructions, like the way you do it, do this and follow that, versus the structure exercise where they, under supervision, maybe twice a month, somebody was supervising their exercise. They have to do certain, not very strenuous activities. It could be like just like brisk walking for half an hour a day. And they found actually after 5 years of follow-up, patients who followed that exercise and obviously followed certain diets, their cancer recurrence dropped by 30%.
Wow.
As good as
that's
chemotherapy.
Huge.
And I think that's important how we can highlight that to our patients.
Yeah. I know the YMCA here, and I think across the country, they've got the LiveStrong program for folks who are, if I'm not mistaken, finishing with their cancer battle. And it's that same kind of mindset as well. Well, this is what we're hearing, doctor. Pay attention to your body. And again, you're focusing on the GI cancer. So if you're 45, go ahead. This is your reminder to set up your colonoscopy.
Absolutely.
I had mine about a month or 2 months ago. It really is nothing to worry about. The prep, I heard so much about the prep.
Getting better.
It is getting much
Absolutely,
better.
Absolutely, yes.
It's getting much better. So just go ahead and do it. But remember, it was 50, now it's 45. So we're hearing, get our colonoscopy, listen to our body. And if you do get the diagnosis that you do have cancer, it sounds like there are new avenues for folks to research and search what's best for them in terms of their body, where they can continue to have a long and healthy life.
Absolutely.
Which
that's
fantastic.
That's great.
Well, Dr. Shehadi, thank you so much for, one, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your work.
In the world of medicine. And we're so lucky that you're right here in our backyard. Again, Dr. Shahadi is a medical oncologist with Piedmont Medical Center and oncology specialist of Charlotte.